Hello, hello, and welcome back to Quantum Copy Cafe. I am Lyra, your host and guide today, and I am a conversion copywriter and a launch strategist that brings an energetic swirl of magic to everything that I do. So this is the business podcast for the holistic and the conscious entrepreneur that wants to really infuse soul into their everyday work. We focus on doing website copy, launch funnels, and of course, business energetic blueprints, which we then build into your brand voice. So very saucy, very juicy, very groovy. We are really changing up the way of business and just looking to create a more conscious and a more aligned and a more holistic world. So that's our mission statement right there. I gave it to you in a nutshell, right? But I'm so glad you could join us today because we are focusing on something really exciting. I could speak about this all day. Well, I could speak about every topic all day. I absolutely love what I do. But this one is focusing on the big topic that often everyone gets tripped up over, and that is sales funnels or launch funnels, right? It often seems like some mystical, kind of magical, elusive thing in the background that just makes no sense. It feels complicated. It feels difficult. And because of that, a lot of business owners don't get it right. And I don't want that for you. So I thought it'd be really prudent to speak to this today because this is something that I taught in my group coaching program a couple of weeks ago, and it went down really, really well. The feedback was incredible. The ladies are building out their funnels, getting really clear on what they want to bring to the world. And some of them have even started selling their courses and their programs on Evergreen Overdrive automation. Right? So basically a sales funnel is there to do the heavy lifting for you. So you're not having to do all the hard sales, like sliding into DMs and cold messaging and calling and all that really hard work. The sales funnel is there to support you in that process. But before we get to that juicy side of things, we have to speak about the most overlooked aspects of building a sales funnel. And that is the planning, the strategy side of things, right? Because, and I hear this often, people often say to me, oh, can you teach me how to build a sales page? Can you teach me the anatomy of a sales page? And yes, a sales page is important. It is the gem at the heart of a sales funnel. But it is not a sales funnel, right? A sales page is not going to give you those conversions that you're looking for. You need to look at the entire process holistically. And that's what we're really going to dive into today a little bit deeper. So to start with, what is a sales funnel? A sales funnel is a really interesting way of saying marketing campaign, to simplify it, right? So sales funnels are really created with the end goal in mind. So they have a budget. They stand outside of your normal everyday doing, right? So you're still doing your regular work. And this kind of runs on the side. It's there to push sales. It's there to give you a little increase in turnover and profitability so that you are one step closer to your annual launch goals. But the first thing we need to do before we start building out any type of funnel is get really clear on your numbers, right? So what are your annual numbers? What do you need to bring in every year order to meet your expenses and your needs? What are those expenses and those needs, both on the business side and then on the CEO founder side, right? Like, what do you need to take home to be able to keep the lights on, pay your bills, feed your animals, etc.? Then we're going to look at profit. And here at Meraki, like, I teach my clients how to build profit into their business twice. So we move from profits to prosperity. So profit is built into the expenses as like a lower amount. And then when we're looking at the product suite, when we're doing our conversions for the year and seeing what we need to make our expenses, we build it in again. So you are building in your profit twice, and that really settles the nervous system and gives you a little bit of a buffer. But to double back to the numbers, you need to know the price of every single offer in your product suite and how many of each product in a year you need to sell, right, in order to make those end numbers, so like your income for the year to cover your expenses. Once you've got all the numbers, you can then take a bird's eye view, look at everything and say, okay, what do I want to launch? What do I need to push in order to meet these goals and meet these numbers? So launches are often built around new offers. So if you want to launch a new course, a new program, a new template, a new guide, whatever you are feeling like you want to launch that is very new to your community, you would build a launch around that because oftentimes they have no idea what it is that this product is, right? They're used to your conventional offers that you advertise and market regularly. But if you're launching something relatively new, you have to create some hype around it. You have to create some education and teach them why it's important, why they might need it in their business, how it can assist them, how it can give them the results that they're looking for. So all of that requires muscle, right? And launches take a lot of muscle, right? You're on overdrive. You're picking up the microphone. You're saying why this is cool, why it's helpful, what is so incredible about it, right? So launches are, it's like doing burpees. You feel great afterwards, but in it, you just feel like it takes a lot of energy, right? And you can't outsource that to anyone being the creator. So like I said, you can launch a new offer or you can launch your existing offer. So say, for instance, if you've got like a bestseller in your product suite, you didn't have to worry about it. It just sells itself. But you have one of your normal offers that doesn't sell as well as everything else, you could build a launch around that. You could write some ebooks, for instance, like to create lead generation. You could do a webinar, either live or evergreen. You could do a 3-day challenge. You could do a 1-day challenge, 7-day challenge. Challenges are doing really well at the moment. You could create a free cheat sheet or a guide. This is the entry point into your funnel. It's called a lead magnet. It's called a freebie. You see them everywhere. People are getting you to join their email list so that by the time you launch, you already have people in your email funnel, right? So that is the first step of a launch. To sum it up, a launch period is about 3 months, right? You have your first month where you are generating leads. You're creating lead magnets. You're putting them out there to your community. You're running targeted ads and generating leads that way, getting people to hop onto your mailing list. You are really getting in there. You're speaking to your community. You're riving people up. You're creating content to educate them on why this offer is valuable. You keep in mind, you haven't introduced the offer yet. You're just creating this need. So for instance, if I was going to create a launch around a brand voice guide, I would spend a month speaking about the importance of brand voice, why you need one, how your like brand voice is your secret weapon or your secret source. All of that is going to create education and knowing within your audience's mind so that by the time we get into the launch, they already know that they need what you're launching, right? And this is where some launches often fall flat, is that you wake up one day, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to launch this. You put it out there and people don't even know that they need it. They don't even know what it is. You haven't primed them, right? So priming your audience and getting them ready and creating a launch runway is very, very important. And this can look like a month's worth of content. Or this can look like 2 months, 3 months. Some brands even do up to 4 or 5 months of content if it's something that's a little bit more niche down. So launches require a lot of strategic planning. Okay, so once you've had your launch runway, you are then going to move into the launch phase. Most launches are about 7 days, sometimes even 2 weeks. They often have an open cart and a closed cart functionality. Those perform a lot better than like an evergreen launch that is just open all the time. So I'm going to speak from this perspective of like open closed carts, right? So day one, you would have your open cart. You've just finished your live webinar or your evergreen webinar. People are on your email list. They start getting educational emails as to what the offer is, why it's important. There is some frequently asked questions in there. There's some social proof. Why has it worked? What's like about it? You know, what are the benefits? What are the features? You start to create this runway of content where they are getting emails every day about your offer, right? Then we move into the closed cart period. And closed cart part of a launch is mostly over a day. But in that day, you can send up to 4 emails reminding them doors are closing, doors are closing. And most conversions take place in the first few days of a launch and in the last day, right? The last day creates a sense of urgency and FOMO and people don't want to miss out. All right. So that's why having at least 4 emails in the last day is very, very important. Then the third month, we move into the serving phase. You're serving your new people in your program or your course or whatever you've launched. And you're also decompressing, taking a breather, just seeing what worked for the launch, what didn't work, and what you want to do differently. This is really a time for you to get clear on what you loved about it, what you didn't love about it, what you would change for next time, right? It's a process of reflection, serving, and just analyzing the data. Okay, so that is very, very briefly and very simplistically the launch summarize. Another thing that people don't look at or brands don't look at when it comes to launches is organic conversion metrics, right? Industry standard for conversion metrics is about 3%. So that means if you have 1,000 people on your Facebook page or your Instagram page or your podcast, YouTube, all of these different platforms, only about, and this obviously changes according to platform, but 1 to 3% of those people are going to convert, right? And we're in the society where it's almost like we've been subconsciously told that you're going to launch something, it's going to be amazing, you're going to hit six figures, seven figures, you're going to pop champagne, you're going to go on holiday, it's going to be amazing. And then when that doesn't happen, we are left feeling so flat. We're like, was it me? Was it the offer? What is going on? And this is not a you problem. This is not an offer problem. This is a strategy problem, right? So this is a data problem. You haven't understood the data and the metrics enough to be able to set yourself up for success. And I mean, if it is a offer problem, we can always tackle that at a later stage and fine tune that. And that's where the market research comes in. But when it comes to actually understanding the conversion metrics, once you understand what your organic conversion metrics are, then you can see how much you're going to be spending on targeted ads. You can start running targeted ads. You can start making space for that in your budget. And you can know, okay, I need to get an additional 50 people into this offer. So based on that, what am I spending on ads? How will I reach these people? And so on and so forth. Okay, another thing that is so, so important when it comes to launches is copy, right? And I've seen this so many times where people hop on a sales page. They're like, right, I'm going to create the sales page for this offer or an email or a landing page. It doesn't matter. Let's just use sales page, for example. They start to speak about what the offer is, breaking it down, what's included, all of that. But it doesn't follow a structure, right, that brings in all of the different aspects that buyers go through. It's like, if you think of it this way, like buyers go through different filtration levels when they're making a decision, right? And they speak about it from the point, so they call it buyer psychology. So like, what are the reasons that stop buyers from clicking the button to check out? And what are the reasons that cause them to check out? When you are writing your copy, you need to make sure that you are touching on all of those points, right? All of those subconscious concerns, all of those things that would stop them or be like, maybe next time, or I'll just sit on the fence this time. You need to be speaking to all of those points. And this is where actually having a copywriter who understands buyer psychology is so important, because it's not just about getting on there and saying why your product is great, right? It's really setting up that runway in, I'm going to say, it's kind of, if you think of it, it's like building out a story, right? Chapter by chapter by chapter, and taking them through this incredible journey where as they are learning more about the offer, they're learning more about you and your values and why you're the right person to hold space for them and to guide them through this process. It's such an intimate and such a beautiful, beautiful process in itself. And sometimes when we get into a sense of urgency and we think, oh my gosh, I need to make money in this offer, we lose the creation, we lose the fun, we lose the enjoyment, we lose the experience of what it means to build out a launch. Because every launch that you build out, it shows you what works and what doesn't work. Every time when you try and sell something to someone and you're selling with soul and you're putting it out there and you get this no come back at you, that no is closer to a yes, because then you can reflect back and say, okay, what worked for me in this conversation? Was this just because this wasn't a good fit? Or was it because my communication felt a bit off? Was I being too pushy? Was I this? Was I that? Did I feel in alignment with my own energy? It takes you closer to your natural flow and your natural way of selling. And that is a gift that no course and no program and no membership or insert word here, nothing can give you but you. Right? It's those experiences, those absolute experiences of utter gold that show you how you are meant to show up in business, what feels good for you, what feels aligned, what feels natural. And once you step into that flow and you start to really embody that, launch by launch by launch, it just starts to feel easier. And the great thing about all of your launch copy and your launch assets is that once you've built them out, say for instance, if you're building out your launch assets for your high ticket evergreen offer, right? Once you've built that out, you can use that again next year. So you don't have to go through the entire build process again. You just need to get yourself ready, prime your audience, set the runway, and you've got everything. You've got your emails, you've got your sales page, you've got your landing page. Maybe you just need to refresh your like lead magnets a little bit. You know, so once you've done the legwork or the burpees or the sit-ups, push-ups, it becomes so much easier and it starts to feel a little bit more like second nature. So if you're a business owner that just feels like launches are sticky, they're confusing, they're complicated, I don't have time for it, I just want to be the person that slides in here and says, it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. There is a very simple way to decode it and to really be able to launch with integrity in a way that just feels so natural to you. And this is what I love teaching when we're in either a group coaching program or one-on-one coaching, or whether I'm helping my clients build out a launch funnel, is that every launch looks different. It feels different. Right? It's like, what lights you up? What excites you? If you aren't excited to be on a camera, then you don't have to do a webinar. If you are excited to be on camera, but you feel really triggered at the possibility of no one showing up for a live webinar, then let's look at creating something that's a bit more evergreen. There are always options and always ways to build things around any hindrances that are coming up or obstacles or thought patterns. Like, we want your nervous system to feel so, so, so safe and to really start to love the process of launching and love the process of allowing yourself to be seen and sharing your creations with the world, because that's what it is. A sales page is no more than a sacred service page. It's saying, hey, this is what I have to offer. This is why it's so valuable. And this is my gift to you, right? This is the key that makes selling soulful and not feel sleazy, is that when you know deep in your heart that what you're creating actually makes a difference to people's lives, right? So if you are feeling like this is something that you want to dive deeper into, the doors for my group coaching program are going to be opening really, really soon. And I'm going to link the waitlist in the show notes. The spaces are really limited. It's really intimate. And we dive into all of these topics that sometimes we as business owners feel are a little bit sticky or a little bit difficult or complicated. We look at brand energetics and embodying your authentic story and how to find your authentic story and your voice. We look at sales funnels and how to create a marketing campaign that actually feels spacious and breathable, something that doesn't feel like it's triggering, it's overwhelming, and before you know it, you're just not actually marketing at all because it just feels like another ball to have to juggle. Right? We look at marketing and websites, how to market through SEO. We look at all these real tangible things that make a difference in a business owner's life. And we bring in the cherry on top is the embodiment piece, the wealth energetics, the ability to be able to make money and feel okay with it and know that money in the hands of good people makes a real difference in the world. So it's an intimate process. It's a deep process. And even if you have questions about it, I would love to encourage you to book a chemistry call or else just come say hi on Instagram. Pop in there. Let's hang out. Ask me any questions or don't. You can even watch quietly from the sidelines. But I would just love to have you in my space and get to know you and your business and your dreams and your story a little bit better. This is truly what lights me up in so many ways. So until next week, may you have the most beautiful week. May your life and your business just feel spacious. May it feel empowering. May it just feel like it is on fire and you are just creating from such a space of divine alignment. I love you and I will see you next week. Whispers in my head.